Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. A talented and respected inspirational pianist, singer, songwriter, producer, and choir master in the gospel industry since the 1970s, Richard Smallwood was born in Atlanta, Georgia on November 30, 1948. After graduating from Howard University, his classmates included Donny Hathaway, Debbie Allen, and Felicia Rashad, where he earned degrees in vocal performance and piano. Smallwood taught music at the University of Maryland and eventually formed the Richard Smallwood Singers, putting out an enormous debut album in 1982 that spent 87 weeks on Billboard's gospel chart. The group enjoyed success in the early 90s, releasing hit records before Smallwood put the project to rest and began releasing albums with his choir Vision. They made their debut in 1996 with the Verity-issued Adoration live in Atlanta. In addition to his work with the Richard Smallwood Singers and Vision, Smallwood has had his songs recorded by the likes of Whitney Houston, Destiny's Child, Kelly Price, Gerald Levert, and Aretha Franklin. Smallwood's hit two-disc anthology Live was released in 2015. Artist Calvin James Bridges was born January 24, 1952. He started his music career in 1988 with the release of Renew My Spirit. This was a breakthrough release on the Billboard Gospel Albums charts. Calvin Bridges is a celebrated living legend in gospel music. He's a Grammy-nominated and Stellar Award winner. With a career spanning more than 30 years, Calvin studied theology and became an ordained minister in 1981. He's currently a member of the Apostolic Faith Church of Chicago. His vision is to spread awareness of the gospel through love, diversity, and inclusion through music around the world. Once again, Happy New Year to you all. I'm sure a lot of us have made New Year's resolutions, but how long do New Year's resolutions normally last? Research shows that most last around 30 days. While nearly half of Americans make New Year's resolutions, only about 25% of people actually stay committed after just 30 days. Now, according to Columbia University, it could be less than 10%. Why do they fail? Resolutions often fail because people never turn them into habits. 40% of what we do day in and day out are habits. Habits are things that we do without even thinking. You do those things like a routine, almost automatic. The problem is people, when they want to be better in the new year, they never focus on understanding what are the exact behaviors that need to be done in order to turn this into a habit. People should be realistic with themselves. We tend to make longer lists of things that we want to change and then change almost none of them, then end up feeling worse about ourselves. Well, how can we increase our chances of achieving our resolution this year? Number one, identify triggers. This is a trigger that gets your brain thinking about the behavior you're aiming for. Habit trackers or apps can be helpful. Like if you want to drink more water this year, download an app that reminds you to drink water. Create a small, actionable routine. Do this by shrinking down the goal or behavior until you want to do it. Choose a reward. This is a payoff for completing the action. This could be something physical or emotional. And of course, prepare for setbacks. If you're not reaching the reward step, don't blame yourself. Instead, take a look at your first two steps and try again. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs for the first week of 2025. Number 10, Lead Me On by Chandler Moore. 9, Sunshine, Nia Allen. Never Be the Same, Dietrich Haddon. You Can Make It, Will Smith at number 7. 6, Without You, Javon Dewan and the Trap Stars. 5, Pray For Me by Tina Campbell. 4, Yahweh with Jason Nelson and Melvin Crispell III. Number 3, Try Love by Kirk Franklin. 2, Church Doors, Yolanda Adams. And this week, our number 1 song comes from Karen Clark Sheard with Send It Down. Well, that's your top 10 songs for the first week of 2025 and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Don't forget to write me at msninataylor.com. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.